Los Angeles late at night is pretty much like any other big American city late at night. At 2 a.m., people are either making a mess or cleaning it up. Tonight's my night to do the cleaning up. My name, most of the time, is Irwin Fletcher. I write under the name of Jane Doe. That's the kind of gal I am. This is a Greek seafood house, part of a very successful chain, but believe me, it's not because of the food.
$113,000 from basketball.
Listed as codfish.
$120,000 from the Gonzales fight. That includes $60,000 from our chain in the valley, $20,000 from Long Beach, $120,000 total.
Put that under halibut.
$180,000 from the track.
Scrod.
We already got over $2 million in scrod this month.
Scrod's making a comeback, all right?
So how are you listing my stick?
Breakage.
$75,000 worth of breakage?
We're Greeks. We dance, we break plates, we're clumsy.
Boys, cut the fighting. We gotta be cross town in 30 minutes.
You wanna wash up?
Nah. My wife gets suspicious if I come home and my hands don't smell like fish.
I got it. You get the light. Where's Papa?
In the back.
Tell him to snap it up and we'll meet him in the car.
Phil, I'll drop you off first.
What's your name, little lady?
My name? Peggy Lee Zorba. Peggy Lee Zorba.
You're cute.
Do you mind if I just freshen up a little bit? Splash a little water on my face?
Whatever makes you feel sexy.
Just wait outside. I'll be right out.
What the hell is that?
Jesus.
If it's a cop, kill him.
I may pop him.
If it's a reporter, cripple him.
Hey, will you shut up?
Good. Brilliant as usual, Fletch. Run to the next edition.
Great. See you in 2 weeks.
Fletch.
There's a... Fletch. Frank. I see a double cross in your eyes. You promised me a vacation and I'm taking it.
Right after the sewer story.
What are you talking about, Frank? You know, you can't do this to me.
Yeah.
I spent 8 nights on my knees for you, dressed like Dolly Parton at a funeral. I got felt up.
Oh.
I got dishpan hands and sore knees.
Oh.
3 guys tried to kill me. And do you give a crap? You promised me a vacation.
And you're going to get a vacation as soon as you research and write the sewer system exposition.
You owe me a vacation.
In July, you're going to have it.
That's 2 months away.
That's why you're such a great reporter. You know the facts. By the way, Fletch, the new computer disallowed your undocumented expenses. It'll come out of this week's pay.
You can't do that.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's amazing. It's all done automatically.
On top of everything else, I think I'm getting my period. Fumigation alert. How'd you get in here?
The window was open. I knocked, and I could swear I heard you say, come in.
You really know how to cover your ass, Gillette. Although those pants are a huge mistake.
You owe me $4,381 in back alimony.
What, I was married to you? You're right. I've been foolishly squandering my salary on food and heat.
You have 1 week to comply with Judge Proctor's orders. Payment in full. Otherwise, you go to jail.
Wendy doesn't need the money. I hear she's been banging some bawling, wimpy lawyer who can't get it up. May I see that?
Be my guest.
Nice briefcase. Couldn't guess your weight.
Sorry, I got it. Never mind. I'll take care of it.
Hey, look at this. The note from the Oakwood Potency Clinic. Sorry to inform you, our machines cannot process sperm counts as low as yours.
There we are.
What about this one?
I am terribly sorry.
You did that intentionally.
I did not. I really did.
Yeah, that was good juice, too.
Leave it alone.
I got a good idea. Where are you going with that?
Marvin, it's where are you going? Mistake. My mess. I'll clean it up.
What are you doing?
What's this here?
You are damaging personal property, and I know what you're saying.
There they are. The ink is running. You didn't expect that.
There we are. All righty. Clean as a whistle. Thanks for coming by, Marvin.
I expect to hear from my lawyer.
Oh, Gillette. One more thing. Come back here. Very important.
They're doing a thing now where they actually make an incision in the scalp and push the hair together. Or you could try a transplant. Maybe the hair from your ass might make you smarter. Bye.
Betty, how about lunch at the In-N-Out Burger?
I'm not hungry.
All right, forget the burger. How about just the In-N-Out?
Ugh.
Very well. How about just the In?
Ugh.
Oh. Yes, that's your phone. In-N-Out Burger, may I take your order, please?
Mr. Owen Fletcher, this is Amanda Ray Ross. I represented your Aunt Belle Fletcher.
Good old Aunt Belle. How the hell is she?
She's deceased, Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, well, I guess she could be better.
You're a hard man to find.
I was touring with the Stones. What can I do for you?
Didn't you get my message?
No.
I'm the executor of your aunt's will, and as such, I can inform you are the major beneficiary of your aunt's estate, Belle Isle.
Look at this expense. $58 for leg waxing. That's bullshit.
Yeah, but Frank, feel how smooth they are.
It consists of 80 acres of old plantation property.
Wait a minute. Did you say plantation?
Yes, indeed.
She left it to me?
According to her will, she...
Can I get back to you?
Here by Ziggy?
Who's this? Who's Ziggy?
504. Wait, shut up, Frank. Yeah. I'll get right back to you.
Can't we just at least return some of these things? Now, what about the lingerie?
I ate it.
Let's be serious for just 1 minute, okay?
I quit.
We're not unreasonable about legitimate expenses. Now, on the sewer story...
I quit, Frank.
Yeah.
On the sewer story, I'm going to advance you for the hip boots and the wetsuit.
Frank, I'm really quitting.
Let's look. I got a little A-frame up at Arrowhead. Why don't you go up there, take a couple of weeks, you know, relax.
I'm really going to miss you, Frank. Well, maybe that's an overstatement. Treat this as good news. You can always write my Jane Doe column.
You're not going to quit. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
You have journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
And you have a sense of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never give up the quest for truth, will you?
You're right. I can't abandon the principles that have nurtured me low these many years. Wrap them up with the rest of the shit on my desk and have them shipped to my mansion in Louisiana. Bye.
What happened?
And my husband said I was crazy to go 2,000 miles to have my nose done. That's an interesting watch you're wearing. Is it a prize of some sort?
No.
It certainly looks like one.
It's a championship Laker watch.
Oh, are you a Laker?
I used to date one. Only thing I have to remember him by.
What was that?
Just clipped a Piper cub. Pilot's okay. I just saw him parachuting.
I love a man with a sense of humor. What'd you say your name was?
Nostradamus.
I'm Cindy Mae Sample. Nostradamus. I love the fighting Irish. Lord have mercy, I hate to fly. Wish I was getting off in Thibodeau like you. Two more stops to Selma. All those ups and downs and ups and downs.
You should try holding your breath. Sometimes that works.
Thank you, Betty Lee.
Look, Colonel, the folks have come to serenade you this evening. They love you so much.
I love them, too. Give me that, boy.
Thank you, sir.
Quiet down.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Frank?
Yes, sir?
You know my favorite tune. Sure do, Colonel.
Would you mind if I sat in your lap, Colonel?
Please do, Betty Lee. Please do.
The field hands would like to dance for you.
Dance for me? Well, dance for them.
Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. Ain't it the truth? Is that you? Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
You made it, Mr. Notre Dame.
Miss Fletcher.
Yes?
I'm Amanda Ray Ross. I spoke with you on the phone.
Oh, yes. That was you? Great.
Do you have any luggage?
Just one piece.
Planning on staying long?
Oh, just long enough to see Mount Rushmore and squeeze in a little ice fishing.
I'm on the board of the Pontchartrain Society. We help preserve and restore some of these lovely mansions.
Are we headed to Belle Isle?
You must be dying to see it, Mr. Fletcher.
Call me Fletch.
Now, your house is not quite as grand as some of the others in the neighborhood.
It doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts. 80 acres, huh?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it striking? Your aunt tried to keep things in their natural state.
She ever brush her hair?
I can see you're disappointed.
No, not at all. A little spackling and some napalm. This place make a nice mausoleum.
God, are you all right?
Oh, I was aiming to fix that today.
How do you do? I be Calculus Entropy. You be Mr. and Mrs. Fletcher?
I be Fletch. Geometry Fletch. She be Miss Trigonometry Ross.
Oh, please, I'm sure. Your Aunt Belle told me you'd be taking over the place, and I'm extending my condolences.
Right. You work here?
Your Aunt Belle and I, we had an arrangement, and I was hoping we could make an extenuation of it.
Help me get your stuff out the car here. Come on. You mind yourself.
Our families go back for hundreds of years. Your great-grandparents owned my great-grandparents, and that's how it all started.
You ever hear of the Emancipation Proclamation?
I heard something about it, but I don't recall exactly. It didn't get too much publicity around these here parts.
I'll bet.
Excuse me, sir. Could you give me a hand? Hey. Just put it toward you. Just put it. Come on. Now just put it. Just put it on over. That's it. Don't scar the car.
Is there any electricity or gas?
Everything works.
No cable TV, I guess.
If I'd known you was coming, I'd straighten out a bit and start the refrigerator.
No food.
No refrigerator.
We need to do some paperwork. You want to look into town?
What, and leave my estate unattended?
Not yours till you're done. I can make you some dinner. Ease the culture shock.
That sounds great.
But should I be doing anything?
No, not really. As soon as you get that trunk upstairs and have finished your nap, I guess you could fix that step and jump down, turn around, pick a bale of cotton. And while I'm gone, see to it Miss Scarlett stays away from the Union Army, will you?
More wine?
You're not trying to take advantage of me, are you?
Not yet. You need to sign these papers.
Do you mind if I read them first?
Be my guest. Had you talked to your aunt recently?
Oh, it depends on your view of history. It's been 16 years. Sign all three?
Please. I was just wondering, because she changed her will 3 weeks before she died.
Oh, lucky for me. Why'd she do that?
I don't know. She was old. Seemed to be under a lot of strain.
Dying always does that to you.
Congratulations. You know, you can make yourself some good money out of this. A local realtor contacted me with an unusually high offer, $225,000.
Dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. If they're so anxious, don't you think if I wait around a little longer, they might go up?
They might.
And I just got here, didn't I?
No sale? Well, while you're thinking about it, what are you going to do with the land, Fletch?
Oh, I don't know. Raise chitlins. The chitlin market as high as it is. They're mean little animals, but their coats are worth a fortune. $225,000. What do you think I ought to do?
Well, if I were you, I would proceed slowly and carefully.
That's my specialty.
Would you like some dessert?
What do you have in mind?
How about something sweet and southern?
Borrowed your toothbrush. Would have used your razor, but it looks like you've been doing some gardening with it. Gee, can't believe we slept this late. Amanda?
Want to drive into Belle Isle?
Guess not. Good, but not that good.
Morning, Mr. Fletcher. That's your real name. I'm Billy Joe Hendricks.
Howdy.
What's your relationship to Amanda Ray?
She was my attorney. She was working on my briefs.
You come into town, you all just hit it off.
So to speak.
Sparks just flew, that's what you're going to tell me. Wonder why things like that never happen to me.
Wonder why.
Were you all using some drugs you brought in from California by any chance?
Just some Beaujolais.
Beaujolais?
Pretty popular drug made from grapes.
You feel like making a statement?
A statement? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I guess you just want to make it hard on everybody.
Well, see how you feel after some time in the tank. Y'all come.
All of us?
Just you.
What's the charge?
Pissing me off.
Is that a felony or a misdemeanor?
That's it.
You're cleaner than most of the ones we get around here. You smell nice. I expect you'll be popular.
You realize you have to read me my rights. Or at least find someone who can read to do it for you. A little gamey in here. Not much ventilation, huh? How's the chow?
You know, you really shouldn't wear so much eye makeup. It makes you look cheap.
You're sitting on my bunk.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up. Take your pants off.
I don't even know your name.
Ben Dover.
Ben, nice to meet you. Victor Hugo. You wouldn't happen to have a middle name, would you? Everybody else around here seems to. What are you in for, Ben?
Molesting a dead horse.
Oh, well, there's no crime in that. It's your right as an American. I'm trying to cut down myself.
Well, his missus hit him on the head with a ball peen hammer while she's eating the sausage. most choked him to death.
Okay, beautiful. Let's hope another long night in the tank has sobered you up.
Ben! If I don't hear from you on Valentine's Day, I'll be very disappointed.
Mr. Johnson, I'm surprised to see you here. Judge Watkins usually assigns his small potatoes to Billy Ray.
Well, he's on vacation. This is the price I pay for the proximity of my office.
Excuse me, sir. You don't have a card, do you? Or a price list?
Well, matter of fact, I do.
I'm Hamilton Johnson. I'm attorney at law.
You take other cases, or you just specialize in transvestite necrophiliacs?
Not enough evidence to hold you. Just a petty form of intimidation. Putting you in a cell with that Neanderthal.
She wasn't so bad. She'd just fix up her hair and shave her back.
Oh, it's so embarrassing this sort of thing still goes on in the New South. Of course, 20 years ago, a Yankee like you could have been lying in the ditch. I'm assuming, of course, that you had nothing whatsoever to do with the death of Amanda Ray.
Sure hope not.
Hop in. I was shocked to hear about this. She was such a dear friend. So tragic. When this happens, somebody so young and healthy. Was she feeling all right last night?
She felt great to me.
Oh, just smell that soft southern air. So sad to see this beautiful pastoral countryside blighted by the greed of a few men in pursuit of the almighty dollar. That's my place right over there. Now, the tree is just beyond it, screen off the Bible Land Amusement Park in the daytime, but nights they do make a hell of a racket.
Well, thanks for everything, Hamilton.
Most welcome. Just call me Ham.
Ham? Call me Fletch.
All right, Fletch. Anything I can do to help you?
Fletch, might I give you some personal advice?
Is it free?
To the sheriff and his sort of people, you're an outsider. Guilty in spite of the law.
Should I get out of town before sundown?
It's not that bad, but if I were you looking for peace and quiet, well, they can't make it a matter uncomfortable for you. It's going to take time.
Thanks, Sam.
My place. Anything I can do for you?
Brooke.
Welcome back. I thought you run off for good.
This car run?
Yeah, but Miss Bell stopped driving when the brakes ran out. I run a few errands from time to time, but if you want to stop it, you got to think ahead.
Yeah, they finally got the police speeding out for you.
Mm-hmm. When was that, back in 1970?
Ain't Bell. She just lived in this one room. Didn't take up much space.
Calculus?
Huh?
You don't see a spider, do you?
Oh. Spiders is good. They eat the cockroaches.
Yeah, sure they do.
Mr. Owl.
This is more like it. This is what I came here for.
Yes, sir. Peace and quiet.
Friends of yours?
Nothing to me.
The loyal sons of the...
Thank you, Cooper.
Where's the cross?
Did you bring the cross, man?
White race will not allow any kind of alien infection to invade our beloved land. Strong! Go back to where you from.
Get it together.
Strong!
Go back to hell here, somebody. Go home. Scum. Pigs. Sorry I'm late.
Who goes there?
Henry Himmler.
What Clavin claimed you?
California Clavin, Cucamonga.
California?
Yeah, I was just passing through town and looking for something to do this evening. There was nothing going on at the Rotary Club. I heard about this.
Well, welcome, Henry. I'm the Grand Kleagle.
Oh.
California thing.
Pig! Face! Scum! What's the occasion here?
Oh, some undesirable carpetbagger. I think.
Damn. Boys,
what's wrong?
I just got a closer peek. There's nobody in there. We're wasting our time.
And I washed all these sheets.
Oh, sorry. Hi, fellas. Hank Himmler.
Howdy.
Hi, Hank.
How you doing, Hank?
Nice to
see you, Hank.
Cross won't burn. Nobody home. Hell, it ain't like it used to be.
You said it.
Well, I couldn't get more. 13 guys out here tonight. Five of them are green recruits. Kind of stand-ins, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. We call them Klookies.
Klookies?
Yeah.
That's good. Of course, it's just a contract job.
Contract job.
Yeah, we've been having a terrible time down here. We've had to rent out.
Here I come. Zulu! Zulu! And go back! But they got like a deal, got up a Gene Hackman kick your ass! Go back!
I'm speaking some kind of African dialect!
How do I tell you all like I'm going to pay you like a pay out to buy?
Hi. Morning.
Mr. Fletcher?
As far as you know.
I'm Becky Ann Culpepper, Thibodeau Realtor.
I'd offer you some coffee and eggs Benedict, but we're all out of Benedict.
Thanks, I've already eaten.
What can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Fletcher, you may have heard that there's a party interested in acquiring your property. A substantial offer.
How substantial?
$250,000.
I don't know.
I have big plans for this place. Mini mall with a yogurt bar and a tanning parlor.
Well, Mr. Fletcher, all I know is $250,000 is a mighty generous price for land in this area.
Who's your client?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Well, then I'm not at liberty to sell.
This is a tremendous opportunity.
I'll tell you what. I'll consult with my people who will contact their people, and they'll get in touch with your people.
Who are your people?
Who are yours?
As I said, I have to keep that confidential.
Very well. I'll just have my people contact each other, then, to keep them busy.
All right. Well, just keep me in mind. Here's my card.
Oh, I'll keep you in mind. Hope we can do this again sometime soon. About 10 minutes. That night, I decided to return to the scene of the crime. It gave me a chance to check out my new car and practice my parallel parking. So far, the only really good suspect in Amanda's death was me, and I was pretty sure that I didn't do it. Amanda knew more than she'd let on, but the only clue she'd left me was a reference to Aunt Belle changing her will just before she died. I knew the local police force was watching her place carefully, so there'd be no trouble getting in. Over the years, I'd found Mr. Underhill's credit card to be a useful tool, much like Underhill himself. As usual, I was willing to risk my life just to get a peek into a filing cabinet. I love them when they're unlocked, neatly organized, and tell me exactly what I want to know. Bell's legal files were in good order, with the exception of something missing under the heading of Bluebird. My aunt had almost left Belle Isle to some minister. Obviously, at one time, he must have touched her deeply. Since she changed her mind, I guess he didn't touch her deeply enough, or in the right place.
Thank you very much. Couldn't find that light switch myself.
What the hell are you doing here? It's a restricted area. Didn't you see the sign?
Sign? Signs? That's all I see is signs. Look at this. Stressed out dormants on the windows, walls that are deplaning to an alarming degree.
Deplaning?
This house is obviously infested with reticularis Mario Cuomo's.
Well, what's that?
What's what?
Well,
reticularis. See, you can't even say it yourself. They are deadly African microscopic termites. Eat 100 times their weight in 5 minutes. Much like yourself. From the look of things, I'd say, oh, this place is about ready to collapse.
Who are you?
Billie Jean King, Bug Busters. My van's parked out front.
Oh, Mr. King, I don't know nothing about no Bug Busters.
Well, the Surgeon General is right. They've been mighty busy here. The only time you can catch them is at night. Aha! I got one. See that? Ah, these little buggers are the piranhas of the insect world. The only thing they like better than wood is human flesh.
Really?
You bet.
Well, if you can't see it, how do you know you got one?
Well, I'm glad I asked that question. They make this horrible, high-pitched noise. It's kind of like a tiny little scream. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? It's like a tiny little piglet. No? Let me see. Uh-oh. I seem to have dropped it in your ear.
You what?
That's all right. We better get that. Can't let that nest in there. They multiply by masturbation. The only way to get that out is to get as close to the floor as you can. Go on down to the floor. That's right. They're drawn to the floorboard. Now shake your head like you're trying to get the water out of your ear. That's good. But hit it no harder. No, this side. It's on this side. That's right. Now make that scream. That high pitch. That'll draw it out. Squeal like a pig. A little higher. Yay! I found a queen. I don't believe it. No one's ever found a queen. I gotta get this to the lab and get a stool sample.
After my close call with Miss Piggy, I couldn't wait to get home. My head was filled with decorating ideas. I didn't have a lot of money, but the least I could do was move the pool closer to the house. I could see I wasn't going to get much privacy. Thank you.
there?
Avon calling.
Oh, he's you.
I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in. Have a seat. Make yourself at home.
1-2 pitch.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well.
What are you, mud wrestling this thing?
I'm sorry about that, but I want it in a wrapper.
Must be an art that's sitting in one of these. Lost art.
You get the Lakers?
Yeah, I'm lucky if I can get Wheel of Fortune.
Do you know any reason why somebody would want to buy this land?
All right, insect research.
I have an offer for $250,000.
Take the money and run. What you thinking?
What do you know about this Farnsworth ministry?
Jimmy Lee Farnsworth? Down here, everybody knows about him. Yeah, Bell used to watch it when she was laid up.
And that is, have you been saved? I know that there are a lot of you out there tonight, that the devil has got a good firm grip around your neck and is choking you to death. Hey, hey. I want you to send whatever you can afford. If you've got $1,000 in the bank, don't be afraid to send the whole $1,000. I need your money. Bible Land is only halfway there.
Bible.
With your help, it could be the most important Damn. Attraction since the crucifixion itself.
Immediate seating for the 5 o'clock service. The 5 o'clock service is about to begin. Immediate seating for the 5 o'clock service.
Welcome, Senator. Praise the Lord. Bless you.
Bless you, bless her, bless him. Hallelujah.
Name, please?
Irwin? Fletcher. Irwin M. Fletcher. Irwin Mahatma Fletcher.
Address?
7.
It's time for the 4,323rd edition of the Farnsworth Television Ministry with Mimsy Carlisle, God's own songbird, the heavenly feet of Damon Feather. Mr. Coco, the Ringfield Revivalist, the Bradley Family Singers, and Ted Medley in the band. And now, the host of our show, the ministry's founder and your friend, Mr. Good News himself, the Reverend Jimmy Lee Farnsworth.
I know that there's someone out there tonight who needs to step forward. Lida Pearl Schindler.
Me?
Lida Pearl, come on down here. Give her a big hand, so make her well. All right. Bless you. God bless you. Lida Pearl. I know that you suffered a terrible tragedy when you lost Joe Bob in the merry-go-round accident at the state fair.
I did.
I also know that Joe Bob left you financially stable. But answer me this one question. Has all of them riches brung you happiness, child?
No, they haven't. I've sinned.
We've all sinned.
I know, but I've really sinned.
Oh, Lamb of God, please have her not mention my name.
Speak up. Say it aloud so that your soul might be cleansed.
I'm so ashamed. I slept with my best friend's husband.
You are forgiven. Praise the Lord.
And I also slept with my Uncle James.
You are forgiven, child. Ladies and gentlemen, doesn't it take a tremendous amount of courage to come up here on nationwide cable hookup and confess to human frailties?
And I also shoplifted this
You've
flower
been forgiven.
From Jerry, and
no.
I also so much...
Demons out! praise the Lord! Ladies and gentlemen, praise be, praise the Lord. Surely Lotta Pearl was not alone. Surely there's someone else out there whose life is full of confusion.
Irwin M. Fletcher just appeared
at grief.
Bell
Isle. I sense deep grief and loneliness. I sense a recent bereavement. Someone who has lost an uncle or an aunt. Mr. Fletcher. Mr. Irwin M. Fletcher. Are you out there, Mr. Fletcher?
Step forward, young man.
The Lord's calling to you. Come on up here. Get a big
Go ahead, everybody.
Come on down.
Your Aunt Belle recently passed away, didn't she, son?
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Are you still grieving in your heart, son?
Absolutely.
And even her generous gift to you of the ancestral home, the beautiful Belle Isle, has not eased the grief, pain, and suffering in your heart now, has it?
Not a hell of a lot, no.
Irwin, admit that you are a sinner.
Well, I've sinned. Didn't take any Polaroids or anything, but I've sinned, yeah.
The Lord forgives you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. What? Other sins? I parked in a handicapped spot on my way over here. Actually, on a handicapped person. I told him I'd be out in 5 minutes, so that's not such a big deal. And there have been other things. You know, they're kind of personal, so I wouldn't want to really get into it on TV. But I have sinned, and I'm sorry about it. Thanks.
God forgives you. The good Lord is going to ease the pain and suffering in your heart with a bright light of grace. Look out, you demons. Demons. Demons out! Hey.
Oh, that's great.
Praise the Lord. Another soul saved by Jimmy Lee Farnsworth. How about that?
I dangled Belle Isle like bait in front of Jimmy Lee, and he took the hook. I could tell at the heart of it he was a deeply religious man, and I liked his teeth.
We did. Once we've had a chance to expand, Bible Land's going to be like some kind of heaven on earth, if it isn't already. There's the hotel.
Hi, Reverend.
We call it the Heavenly Hilton and Convention Center. Beyond that is the Farnsworth Bible College. If you look right straight down the road, you see the Jump for Jesus Trampoline Center. What do you think?
It's unbelievable.
You don't suppose I use too many photographs of myself, do you?
No. Worked for the Ayatollah.
You know, Mr. Fletcher, your Belle Isle's a bit run down. That sucker's going to eat you alive in maintenance. You don't know how much your land would mean to our ministry. Oh, and to God, too, of course. After all, he does give us our guidance now, doesn't he?
Amen.
Bet your ass.
Like my mother used to say, there's a tick for every dog.
What'd your mother mean by that?
Why in God's name you let Farnsworth Ministry burrow into your fur? Why would you even think of giving away your property when you got a big cash offer on it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I thought after a lifetime of hedonism, it was time to rededicate my life. Nah, I just wanted to see what would happen if I went along with them.
Well, it happened. Sheriff's office called this morning. Charges against you have been dropped.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Ministry has a good deal of influence around here. I suppose you've heard that your aunt was under considerable emotional strain in the weeks before she died.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So was my mother. They took advantage of her, these holy rollers, when she was at death's door. They preyed on her faith and her fear when she was no longer able to make rational decisions, persuaded her to give away our land for their amusement park. My guess is that your speedy conversion and your promised gift played no small part in the charges against you being dropped.
Well, whatever. At least I'm off the hook. And who or what do they think is responsible for Amanda Ray's death?
Well, the autopsy report came in today and said she died of a heart attack, natural causes. Either she had some congenital defect or you're one hell of a lover.
Probably both. I needed more background on Farnsworth, so I called Frank for a favor. Maybe I should have asked him to check out Calculus Enterby. I liked him, but I wasn't buying his Amos and Andy routine. He seemed a lot smarter than that.
I never took you to be no murderer.
That's a relief.
So who's the odds-on favorite now?
Nobody. They're saying she dropped dead in her sleep.
Yeah.
The odds on that?
Same as catching the bass this afternoon.
What's that?
About 258,000 to 1.
You sure you don't want to back out?
I'm in.
This be the morgue? Have the police come yet?
What?
The police! They was bringing the doctor to make a death certificate.
You got a stiff boy, you in the right place. Where is it?
In my Cadillac.
Put him on the gurney. Take him in the back with the rest of them. Don't bother me. I'm watching the Terminator.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you better put a steering wheel on that.
Excuse me, sir. I'll be right back now.
What's that sticking out?
Look at golf cap.
Hey! You got a tag his toe. You got a name?
Eldridge Cleaver.
Take him in the back. Strip him. Hold it. Let's see what Mr. Cleaver has. Or should I say had.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't I get that?
Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You call me whenever you want. I'll tell you what time it is. Now get moving.
Eldridge Cleaver.
Shh.
Good evening, Mr. Hoffa. Andrew Ross. Fine.
Can I take a look?
Yeah, go on.
Any mail for me? You don't have a tic-tac, do you? What happened, my blackout? Oh, did I land the plane safely?
Yeah.
Passengers hurt?
No.
Everything's okay?
Yeah.
Check that air conditioning.
What'd you find out, Flood?
Cremated. I wouldn't be surprised if all the paperwork was burnt up with the body.
The morgue proved to be a dead end. But I guess it is for most people.
I had 3 questions. Why was I cleared in Amanda's death? Why, if she wasn't murdered, was the body so quickly destroyed? And finally, when it comes to stewed prunes, are 3 enough? Or are 4 too many? When I got back to Belle Isle, there was a cozy fire in the fireplace and on the roof and the walls and on the porch. It was great.
I think maybe I should pack.
Yes, you'll be moving in with me now.
Thanks, Cal. Look at the bright side. You won't have to bother dusting anymore.
Yes, sir.
Here's your diet plate.
Thank you, Miss Selma.
Does everything around here come with the head still on it?
You bet, honey.
Glad I didn't order a hamburger. I'd say grace, but I don't want to wake them up.
You're religious.
I believe in a God that doesn't need heavy financing.
Well, how you doing, Mr. Barber?
How's it going, Calculus?
Well, fine, fine. This is Mr. Fletcher. He's the new owner of Belle Isle, or whatever's left of it.
Yeah, I heard about your fire. Sorry about that. You know, you've had your share of problems ever since you've been here. How about me and the boys showing you some real Southern hospitality? You ever been on a coon hunt?
Now, a coon hunt is like an English fox hunt, except we cut through all the bullshit, all the fancy clothes, the music, all the beautiful women. We reduce the experience to its essence.
Father?
A bunch of sweaty drunks chasing a scared animal.
You're damn right.
Now, what am I supposed to do?
Well, the dogs do most of the work. We just follow the dogs, they tree the coon, we get him down.
Drug testing has gone too far.
Hey, take a joke.
Kickapoo joy juice?
Oh, stronger than that.
Luke! Aren't you coming?
It ain't safe for a black man to be chasing around these woods at night unless he be handcuffed to a white man. I'll see you back at my domicile.
You want some of this?
Oh, no, bad for my guy.
Be late, Jeff.
Long spot to us.
You haven't lived till you've been on a coon hunt, and after that, you don't want to. Then it gave me a chance to snoop around the neighborhood. The ministry seems so hot for all this land. Why? Maybe they just wanted a remote spot to bury Jim and Tammy.
Where the hell are we?
Well, actually, this is my place, or was. I haven't been on it since I sold the sucker. This is your property over here, and that's Ham's mama's old place over there.
I think we ought to catch up with the boys.
Damn right. There's a couple of them I don't think I should leave alone with the dogs. Wait up. Jesus. What happened to my flower garden? Everything's dead.
Yo, Barber! Rex's got a water moccasin in his mouth.
Hey, we're in luck. You don't jerk your head off a snake?
Oh, no. I gave it up for Lent.
Hey, listen. I'm not going to miss the fun. Hey, guys, wait up!
I've never liked guns, especially when they're pointed at me, and this night a couple of people were taking pot shots in my general direction. It was time to get out of there. 11:27, to be exact. I was heartbroken to miss the raccoon, but all I wanted was a good night's sleep, so I headed for Cal's waterbed.
Yeah, welcome back. Jimmy Lee was on roll tonight. 10 salvations. Big bucks. You catch a coon?
I was shot at. Somebody's sure trying to scare me off, and they don't mind killing me to underline the threat.
You were shot at?
Yep. Now, who would do that?
Damn shame. I'll go outside and see what's going on.
What was it?
Yeah, I thought I saw something. I just fired in the air to scare whatever it was.
I didn't sleep well that night, and it wasn't the fault of the waterbed. Something was rotten in this whole situation. Figuring out that the thug who dropped my watch was the same guy who stole it at the moor didn't take Sherlock Holmes. Larry Holmes could have figured that out. I wasn't sure who'd be taking the next shot at me, so I decided to work alone for a while.
Fletch, perfect timing. I got just what you asked for. I think
Frank, stop salivating, will you? I'm sending you my Laker high tops for a lab analysis.
He's behaving very strangely. He must be in trouble. Somebody must be holding a gun to his head. Fletch, if you need rescuing, just say, I believe Louisiana is the Pelican State.
Okay, Frank. I believe Louisiana is the Pelican State, as a matter of fact. What do you have on Farnsworth?
I've got everything you need. Jimmy Lee Farnsworth, former used car salesman in Biloxi. In 77, he pleaded no contest to a charge of check kiting. In 81, discovered by businessmen who helped him found the Farnsworth Television Ministry. Our sources indicate he may be a target of federal investigation.
Anything else?
Two marriages. One daughter goes by wife's maiden name, Becky Culpepper.
It was hard to believe that beautiful Becky was Jimmy Lee Farnsworth's daughter. I wasn't going to hold it against her. If I was going to hold anything against her, it certainly wouldn't be her father.
Fletcher, I heard about the fire. I hope you're all right.
I'm just fine. I was just lying in the embers of my house, trying to calm my nerves after being shot at.
What? You were shot at?
I was thinking, what a good day to sell my property and move back to Los Angeles. Is the buyer still interested?
No, I'm afraid it's true.
Still have 5 minutes on the meter. Let's talk in your office. Now, why don't you tell me who your client is? Is it the Farnsworth Ministry?
Why would you say that? And Fletcher, who is shooting at you?
Maybe the Reverend Farnsworth.
Look, Jimmy Lee Farnsworth may be a lot of things, but he's not a murderer.
You're right, he is many things. Former used car salesman, a confessed embezzler, your father. Good square dancer.
That's right, he is my father. But I'm also telling you the truth.
Becky, somebody wants my land bad enough to kill me for it. Now, if you don't tell me who your client is, I'm going to find out some other way.
It's Guest Healers Night with Jimmy Lee on this, the 4,323rd edition of our show. With tonight's special guests, people with the healing gift.
Excuse me. May I have your name?
I'm Claude Henry Carroll.
Claude Henry.
Claude Henry.
Claude
is good.
Henry.
Smoot. S-M-M-O-T-T. I'm sorry, two O's, one T.
Claude.
That's right,
Henry.
I'm a guest healer.
Smoot, a guest healer.
Yes.
Oh,
heal.
God bless you.
With Mimsy Carlisle.
We're here.
The heavenly feet of Damon Feather. God's simian favorite, Mr. Coco. The guest healers who have volunteered for tonight's show will follow Jimmy Lee.
And now, the founder of our show, your friend, Mr. Good News himself, Jimmy Lee Farnsworth.
Feeling that there's someone out there amongst us tonight who needs to step forward.
Gordon Joe James.
Gordon Joe James. Who are you?
Gordon Joe lost a limb to a pit bull.
Gordon Joe, will you please stand and raise your right hand?
Left hand.
Excuse me, left hand.
Oh, there you are.
Bibleland 2, Jimmy Lee's dream. He was like some deranged Walt Disney. It was all in front of me, Ham Johnson's place, his mother's bequest. Belle Isle. The numbers on the boxes were certainly not zip codes, maybe computer codes. All I needed now was a computer and a 10-year-old kid to teach me how to use it.
Cash or check? For MasterCard.
Bobby Rouse? Peter Lemonjello, your house is on fire.
What?
They told me to tell you your house is on fire. I'll take over.
God bless you!
And God bless you for believing this shit.
There was a new element I hadn't anticipated. A second suspect. Becky's client was not the ministry, but some secret entity called Evers Development. She never knew who they were. Becky was a good girl and wouldn't have to be spanked. Damn it.
Who's going to be the next one to get the call? Who's going to be the next one saved? Who's going to be the next...
T-Boo Ted Marshall.
T-Boo Ted Marshall. Are you with us tonight?
Yes, indeed, Reverend. But how can God help my problem?
T-Boo Ted is a compulsive gambler.
T-Boo Ted, the first thing you gotta do is expose that problem.
Excuse me?
If you can't expose that problem, at least to your family, it grows and grows and becomes an even bigger problem.
Well, that's true.
He's been a compulsive gambler for 20 years.
Because you've had this affliction for more than 20 years, I think you should expose that problem to us right here tonight. I want you to do it. The good Lord wants you to do it.
You really think so?
I know so. Do it. Do it now!
Right back. You'll introduce our guest healers. Let's welcome all of them, beginning with Claude Henry
Booth.
Come on out,
Claude. Here we are.
I have a headache.
No, Claude. This way.
Right on out there. You're going to do just fine. Now get out there.
Go on.
I said get out there now.
Here he is. Thank you.
Welcome, Claude Henry. When was the very first time, the very first moment that made the difference in your life?
Well, Jimmy Lee, I was on my gazebo on the roof making some repairs, and I was struck by lightning. And I have had acute migraine headaches and blurred vision ever since then. But praise the Lord, that was my lucky day, because ever since then I have had the healing power. Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. Good night.
God, him.
Good night. Yes, what happened?
God, yes. Before you heal another, would you like for me to attempt to heal your own affliction?
No. No, those of us with perfect faith have no need of perfect vision. We have no need of wisdom. We have no need of anything except the creature comforts and lots of them. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he sees more than he doth know. Claude Henry has the gift. Would you use that gift, Claude Henry? Would you use it now?
Yes, I could. Yes,
praise be.
Reverend Lee, I sense that in our audience, there's a gentleman by the name of Jim Bob. Jim Bob, would you stand up? Would you rise, please?
1617.
Sense that Jim Bob is a young man, that he is between the ages of 25, 27... That's more like it. I feel the Lord is telling me that Jim Bob suffers from the same Satanized affliction that I suffer from, migraine headaches, don't you, Jim Bob? Is that you? Come on down, Jim Bob. Praise be. Hallelujah. God bless. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be saved. Lord Jim Bob, welcome. God bless you. Jim Bob, how long have you had these headaches?
About 5-10 minutes.
God help him! And how do you feel now?
Well, it's a throbbing.
Well, God bless you. A throbbing headache comes right up through your heels, up through the hip bone, the knee bone, up the spine, up through your back, through your head, like Satan was belching through you. Is that it?
Exactly.
Do you believe?
I believe.
He believes. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless. Amen. Hallelujah. Rid this man of these headache demons, of these migraine demons. Heal this man. Amen. Heal. Hallelujah. Oh, good God, and Miss Molly.
How do you feel, son?
My headache is gone, but...
God bless him. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No.
Good God bless you. Praise be. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Ouch.
I am simply worn to the bone.
Thank you very much for gracing up with your presence.
Maybe I was wrong about Farnsworth. There was a new player in the game. Becky's unknown client. I had to find out more, and the only way to do it was to get into her pants. I mean, her car. At least it had brakes. Her car, that is.
Les, what are you doing?
The guy who works in there stole my watch. 2 days ago, he dropped it while he was trying to kill me. I just assume he'd not recognize me. I'd like to keep an eye on him. Maybe he'll leave us to his boss.
How long are we going to be here?
Bored?
Oh, no, this is exciting.
What?
I have to pee. The same thing used to happen whenever I play hide and seek. I always got caught. You think the morgue has a ladies' room?
Not so close. Try to get a little distance between you.
Play pretty tough in there.
Still have to pee?
I gather the rain isn't helping a lot.
There's always the bushes.
I'll be okay.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, call your dad.
Have a soda, please. Diet Pepsi or tap, if you could.
Hey, pussy.
Name's Ed. Ed Harley.
Yeah. Are you sure you're in the right place?
I think so.
Think so. Yeah. What are you doing here?
I'll give you a hint. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hmm? You don't get it?
No, yeah. You're the one that doesn't get it.
Ed Harley. Harley Davidson Motorcycles.
You own the company?
Well, my granddaddy started it, and then my daddy screwed Davidson out of his half. Now I own the whole thing.
Harley Davidson, no shit.
No shit?
Hey, y'all. Ed the Third here owns Harley Davidson. We're the Nazis from Natchez. We have a real dream.
Oh,
babe.
Hey, yo, boss. Look who's here. Harley Davidson. Yo, Ed, come on over here and meet the boss. Come on.
Hi, Ed Harley. Ed Harley III, Harley Davidson Motorcycles. If you need any T-shirts or decals, I can make arrangements for you.
Oh, I just can't wait.
What model do you ride?
78 XL.
Yeah!
78 XL, that's a legend! It's not blue, is it?
You in luck, white boy. Come on.
Oh!
There she is. Ain't she beautiful? Original blue.
Oh, she is a beaut. Gee, golly, I'd love to ride this 78 XL.
Nobody touches my hoe.
I'm sorry.
If you want to ride that lowrider, that's all right. Hell, we'll all ride. Fire him up!
Yeah. Do you mind if,
Darlene.
If Darlene rides with me?
Feeling a little horny, Ed?
Yeah. You know, my life isn't all ups and gears.
To do. To tell you the truth, the only work I've had in the last 3 months has been with Evers Realty. And look where that's gotten me.
Can I use your phone?
Sure. Go ahead.
That's toxic waste on the soles. What have you been doing, Fletch?
Jogging in the Love Canal. What do you mean, toxic waste?
Well, it's some special stuff. There's only 11 places in the country that make this shit.
Where? Frank, just give me the ones that aren't in New Jersey.
There's only one. Yazoo, Mississippi.
Bingo.
I want to thank you for everything you've done. I'm sorry I caused such a mess.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Mm-hmm.
Did you finally get to pee?
Yes. You better get cleaned up.
Yeah, particularly my mind.
Where's the shampoo?
I'll get you some. You're gonna need a clean towel, too.
No, you should be fine.
Ah, what?
You're right. It's too wet.
You know how to get to Yazoo?
Well, you're in the right vicinity.
The church seemed less and less culpable. Why would they want toxic waste next to their land? Why would anybody? Why are there four S's in Mississippi, four I's, and only two P's? One M, as far as I know. Fly Biochem was the biggest chemical plant in Mississippi. My Laker shoes were ruined by toxic waste produced there. They probably knew who delivered it to my backyard. And now the lead-lined containers painted with innocent bluebirds added a crucial piece of the puzzle that had begun way back in Amanda Ross's pants. I mean, bedroom.
This is a secure area.
Well, I'm very happy for you. Most people live in terrible neighborhoods. Are you the head honcho?
That's right, sir. Headley Dan Duke. And what seems to be your problem?
The problem is I agreed to take a shitload of that bluebird crap off of your hands, and it ain't come yet.
I'm very sorry, sir, and you are...
I are pissed. Some damn fool told me it was on back order and I'd have to wait. Whose signature is this? Who signed that?
Well, I can't hear you.
Well, that's the trouble. It's typical of a large corporation. Lack of communication. That's why I like to keep Everest small.
Oh, you're from Everest.
Now you're talking. Elmer Gantry, Elmer Fudd Gantry.
Well, Mr. Gantry, I'm not sure there's anything I can do.
Well, you could pull my file instead of standing there pulling your pud.
Whatever you say, sir. Bring me the Everest file.
Yes, sir.
Gantry?
I apologize for my bellicosity. I've had a hernia operation. Is that the stuff I'm supposed to get?
Yes, sir.
Why are they wearing those funny suits?
Well, they're protective, as you know. That's a very corrosive byproduct they're handling.
Oh, yeah. Because if they didn't wear those suits, those boys would be so full of holes, they'd whistle when they walked. Oh, I'm spitting up blood, pissing blood, bleeding.
Go through five of these suits a day.
Well, it appears that you have your facts wrong, Mr. Gantry. Your company is supposed to get 1,500 gallons. Destination someplace called Belle Isle in Louisiana. Signed for by an officer of your company and due the 23rd. So, we're right and you're wrong.
Let me see that. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I am not a big man.
Hurry up.
Are you all right?
Oh, my God. Are you ripping my
friends? My fault.
Wash and gas it. Check a brake fluid, will you?
Friends, ladies and gentlemen, with all the fun we've been having, I hope we don't forget our real purpose here tonight, to preserve the legacy that nature has given us. We are mere custodians of this...
Bob Lee Schwartz.
Second.
Sledge, what you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You know me, I ain't happy unless I'm working.
Why, Fletch, I'm surprised to see you here, sir. Welcome, sir, welcome.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you for not inviting me. Well, I do believe we have something to discuss.
Oh, well, might I suggest we repair ourselves to a quieter place.
Let us remove ourselves, shall we?
Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bike. My mama's room. I've kept it just the way it was.
When she died. Her ashes?
She used to say, we come from the earth and we return to the earth. And in between, we garden.
Little gardening, little polluting.
They spelled my name wrong.
My gun's made of rubber. How about yours?
I see your point. Wouldn't do for your conservationist guests to hear about that load of toxic waste heading for my land at Belle Isle.
My land at Belle Isle, French. After you die, who's going to prove that you did not sell your land to Everest?
You may have this town in your back pocket, Johnson. There are a lot of people downstairs who are going to be very interested in the hows and whys of Amanda Ray's death. She knew about Bluebird. She started a file on you, and you found out about it.
That was my lucky night. The night I found the Bluebird file, the night you porked her, I figured it was like an alligator shoot on the freeway, if you'll excuse the metaphor.
It's not a metaphor. It's a simile, to be precise.
Whatever.
So you poisoned Amanda, figuring I'd sell and get out if I was facing a murder charge. Well, I don't scare easy. I'm too dumb.
So it would seem. Now get out of my mama's chair before I put the first bullet up your nose.
Are you kidding? You pull that trigger and 100 people will be up here in a second.
Why, dear boy, why would I do my own dirty work? Those 100 do-gooders down there dressed in rebel crap will be my alibi. Now get out of my mama's chair.
I synchronized my beloved Laker watch with Miss Culpepper's Timex. If I don't join her at the ministry in 10 minutes, the whole ugly story goes out in the Farnsworth network. Of course, it's cable, but...
You're bluffing, Fletch.
No, I'm not.
You think you're not, but you are.
Well, did he hurt you?
Not yet. That comes later.
Sorry, Becky. Band won't take a break sometime now, so screaming would be futile. Mr. Fletcher's convenient appearance has allowed us to move up our plans for your demise to coincide with his. Now I'm going downstairs to be the gracious host. Do what you have to do.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Put my mama down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, how clumsy of me. Oops, I'm sorry. I stepped right on her mustache.
Get away!
Sorry, I was just trying to help.
It's all right, Mama, it's all right.
You really should be more careful where you put your breakables, Ham.
I've been careful all my life. When she was sick, I was careful. Then that goddamn Jimmy Lee's minister taking everything she had. Bloodsuckers. That's gonna be all right, Mom. And when we're far, far away from this godforsaken chemical swamp, we're gonna sit back and watch them all just decompose.
Oh, that should be good for Bible Land's business, all their customers glowing in the dark.
I hope they all fry in hell, you blood-sucking bastards.
Isn't this interesting?
Put that down.
She really is in there.
Put that down.
She's lost a little weight.
That's very fragile now.
I thought you had her stuffed and mounted, Ham. Here she is.
Whoa.
Heads up. Get up.
In 6 months.
Pyramid of Prayer. For only $12.
You can begin your exciting journey up Pyramid. And when you reach the top, you're going to be the target of 20,000 prayers.
A lady in Fargo, North Dakota, broke the chain and began a five-day fit of sneezing that ended in her death.
Well, Mr. Fletcher, what a pleasant surprise. And Becky, what are you?
Well, look who's here. It's Hamilton Johnson, friend of the community. Ham, you look like you've worked up quite a sweat.
Maybe you should dry your hair first. You want a towel or anything?
Uh-oh.
He's got a gun. Show your lovely face on national television. Let him see that greedy little glint in your eye. Let him hear that bullshit chuckle, Ham.
Who's gonna save you now, Fletch?
You'll have to shoot through me, you son of a bitch.
He's not gonna shoot anybody, are you, Ham? You're on television now. You haven't got the guts. My mistake.
Freeze! FBI! Drop the gun! I said drop it! Harry?
And it's my plan to rerun this incident every night during sweeps week.
Now, the obvious question is, what did you know and when did you know it? And how long did you plan on letting me twist in the wind?
Well, up to a point. The agency was barking up the same tree you were.
Jimmy Lee's finances.
Yep. It was easy for Harry and Field Officer Vincent to infiltrate the ministry.
Field Officer Vincent?
That's Mr. Coco's real name.
Yes, sir.
We've been working on this case for over a year.
Excuse me, Agent Goldstein. The officer would like to speak to you.
Surely.
On the way.
Goldstein?
To conclude, I know it's just for something
to speak real like the state operation. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
So what's next, Fletch? Back to L.A.?
There's no place like home.
Unless home is here.
You know what? We gotta get you away from this chemical swamp. I was wondering, do you like smog? Back home, there was a surprise party for me. But the nicest surprise was an insurance check for the Belle Isle fire. $100,000. However, no one stopped Fly Biochem from dumping that toxic waste on my land. They told me not to worry. Its half-life was estimated at 3,000 years.
Everything okay, Fletch? Betty was a little pissed off about giving up the office, and accounting gave me some flack about the new car, but trust me, everything's going to be just the way you want it, maybe better.
I like your attitude, Frank. Excuse me, sir.
What a guy.
I thought I told you never to come to my workplace.
Times change, my dear Fletch. Rumor has it that you have inherited a sizable piece of property.
Who told you?
I have my sources, too. Now, these sources also suggest that you may have been considering skipping town and retiring on this vast estate, thus skipping out on your financial responsibilities.
Would I do that?
Wendy could probably get half of it anyway. So in return for the other half, we would forego any other claims. Think about it. You would never see me again.
Where do I sign? I'll never see you again?
Never.
You realize this is my family land. Does it please you to rip out my ancestral roots? I was born and raised in a briar patch.
Now Wendy can live a life of leisure. Clean air, clean water. This is the way she was destined to live.
Okay, Gillette. You've broken me. I hope you're happy.
Everything will be all right.
back, mother. Not for the black and white, not for the yellow and red, not for the sick and homeless, not for just one race, not for one generation, for the whole damn nation. I say the whole damn nation.
Make a change in your life. Make it for the better.